Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everyone. And welcome to Series 2.
Series 2.
Who thought it?
They said it'd never happen.
They said it. I mean, a lot of people said this whole podcast would never happen because it's stupid.
Yeah. Well, it's very stupid.
Yeah. But here we are, Series 2.
Thanks for coming back.
Yeah. What did you learn from Series 1? What were your takeaways?
I learned that we go on.
Yeah.
Well, I already knew that. I learned a lot of really about myself.
Yeah.
You know, deep, I got quite introspective.
I learned a lot about Americans. My favourite thing from Series 1 was when we did, we put a clip out about the Twin Towers and loads of Americans got really angry about it because Twin Towers was definitely an inside job and they couldn't believe that we thought it wasn't.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, that really made me laugh.
Well, it wasn't the truth, hour, it was the Crip Sessions. Yeah. What did they make of the... What Chris did we have for that one?
Oh, it was the Titanic episode, I think.
Oh, the Pringles.
So it was probably the Pringles.
Probably the Pringles, yeah.
I can't remember. The links are tenuous at best.
Very tenuous. I tried to think of a strange segue for today's Chris.
Yeah.
Sent to us by a fan.
It was sent to us by a fan. We're getting fan mail now.
That is good.
We'll read that out, actually. I've got the letter. It was an actual letter that we received.
I love that. Yeah. Old school.
And this is from Tom French.
Oh, when was the last time you sent the letter?
That's a good point. I reckon it's probably a decade. Like a real letter.
Yeah.
I've signed things and sent them in the post, which is one thing that I think is one of the most stupid things that still happens, is when you get sent a document and you have to sign it and post it back. Because anyone could do that.
Yeah.
It's just such an outdated medium, the signature.
I love that, yeah, it should be a fingerprint.
Yeah, or just a PIN number. Like
PIN number's good. They have that with Uber Eats now, don't they? Or Deliveroo.
Do they?
Oh, I can't believe not to. I had my food robbed.
Okay, all right.
I had an Uber Eats.
Was it Freddie Quinn?
Maybe, yeah. He's in a hospital. Oh yeah, that old chestnut. I was in a hotel in Liverpool, my girlfriend, and before we were just going to get loads of fucking Scram Watch films because we had Belfast the next day. So I got 50 quid's worth of takeaway. Right, only like five-minute drive away, 8-minute walk.
Already I'm thinking, that is a lot.
Yeah.
50 quid is a lot for a takeaway.
Yeah, we're just getting sides and just dipping in and that. And it's the Uber Eats, you know, surcharge, and it's all in 50 quid.
Yeah.
Including delivery. Which never happened. So, says so 2 minutes away, order my girlfriend's phone, I'll let her pay for it, you know, because I'm a feminist. I'm like, sisters, I got you back. So she paid for it, and so I had to go and get it, which is, I think, fair. I mean, that's a fair part of the deal, isn't it?
It is. I mean, so far from what I know, she's paid for it, and you've not got it. <That's true. laughs> So I don't think you are carrying out your part of the deal, really.
So she said, it's 2 minutes away. So I went, all right, I'll just run up. So I left my phone on charge in the room. So I didn't have any means of contact. I quite liked the piece. I'm like, God, this is like, oh, they must have got food in the 1800s and that.
When they eat sort of takeaways.
So I went, it's been a long 2 minutes, this. Obviously not coming, looking out the window. Then my girlfriend comes down, fucking obviously fuming.
Yeah.
Thinking I fucked up, which is a fair assessment because it's...
You've got history.
It's in my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
It's in my wheelhouse, definitely. And she rang, yeah, dead broken English, which is, you know, hey, listen, welcome to the country and that's fine.
It's a great entry-level job for the
It is when it's all going smoothly.
Yeah.
But he said, I'm outside. She said, we're outside. He went, oh, yeah, I'm outside. I'll just leave it on the doorstep. I went, but you're not here. And then he turned his phone off. Sent a picture of... Well, turn his phone back. Before he turned his phone off. He sent a picture of the food on the floor.
Okay.
Obviously.
Without you. Sans you.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you know what I was doing? This is out. Detective dramas we'll get onto one day. Do you know how I knew it were outside my room?
Because of the picture?
Because of the brickwork.
Right, okay.
The brick was mahogany.
Right.
We was orange. So then we walked around the local area looking for mahogany bricks. So me and my girlfriend were just crouching down, searching for bricks.
Showing people pictures. Have you seen this mahogany?
It was like
putting posters up for the food.
It was like, what's this shade? That shade? No, it's a bit too dark.
Could it have been a problem with his camera though?
No, it was we found the brick.
Right.
The food had already gone.
Okay.
So someone had obviously seen it and robbed it, which is, you know, if a homeless person found it and whatever. So then my girlfriend is, you know, really pissed off. There's no functional live chat support or whatever. It's just like submit a form.
Yeah.
So she submitted two forms saying food didn't arrive, and they went, oh, it did. You understand the picture. So she submitted again, no, food didn't arrive. So they said, oh, you sent the picture. So then she went, right, inappropriate behaviour by Uber driver. So they went, oh, what happened? So she went, and there's options like sexual harassment. Did you, was he rude, aggressive, blah, blah, blah. And there was one where stole my property. So she went, stole my property. They went, what property? She went, my food.
We're going around in circles.
They said, no, he sent a picture. So I'm fuming. So obviously she's already laid out the 50 quid.
Yeah.
So I thought, right, I'll just buy it.
Right.
But I'll go and get it.
Oh, so you're going to the takeaway place.
Yeah, so I paid 50 quid. So we spent 100 quid on this food. And then I still didn't get a delivery. I had to walk and get it.
Oh.
And it's obviously loads of food.
Yeah.
Loads of side orders. I'm carrying it like a newborn baby back. I don't know where I got that from, letters, but yeah.
See, my first thought as your girlfriend, if you've been gone 20 minutes and then come back without the food, is that you've ate the food.
Just chicken gravy down there.
Oh, it's mahogany.
Mahogany brick. Mahogany brick. Do you know what I was doing? I was stopping Uber drivers on the bikes going, did you have a delivery for Duke Street? No, mate. Okay.
I am new to country.
I had a pen pal.
What from? Is this the same story?
No. I'm just looking at the letter.
Oh, the letter. I forgot about the letter, yeah. Should we read the letter?
Let's read the letter and then I'll talk about my letter history.
Okay, so, dear Sirs Tom and Jamie, very formal start.
Yeah, I like the comma as well.
It's a good comma. Handwritten as well, nice touch.
I like it.
Yeah, so far, so good.
We're not accepting emails.
We are. chrissessions@gmail.com if you want to email. No, much easier, to be honest.
No, handwriting.
You've literally told me just before we started this podcast that you've not opened a letter in 9 years.
I've not opened a letter in 9 years.
Now you're telling people, don't email.
No, I mean, if I had handwriting on, I'd open it. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, oh my God.
Well, it could be a birth card.
Yeah. So handwriting, please.
Right. So going back to before we started recording, you said you didn't open any letters. Is that just a blanket rule, no letters?
Unless it's HMRC, because the tax rebate.
Could be a tax rebate, yeah.
But now, because I don't pay tax.
you very rarely get the rebates.
Now, because I do pay tax, but I, you know, I don't earn enough to pay tax.
How many tickets you sold on that tour, really?
8,000. Voluntary.
Very cheap ticket. A lot of costs.
Making a loss, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of costs in the
microphones and
yeah,
you know,
envelopes.
The bus to the frog.
But if something was handwritten, I get that because you still get the excitement from a handwritten letter.
And I used to have a handwritten girlfriend.
Wait, what? A handwritten girlfriend? Okay, you're gonna have to explain that more. Did you draw a girlfriend?
Rachel the Stick.
Is this like Penny's Crayon? Remember Penny Crayon?
No, it was Penny Crayon.
Penny Crayon was like a cartoon. This girl had a crayon. And whatever she drew would come to life.
Oh, that's good.
It's a good idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't think she drew like anything sexual, though.
Oh, yeah. Drawing tits. Just fucking...
First thought, tits!
Oh, so I was the halcyon days of MSN.
Yeah, MSN was a great day.
Scran_178.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you ever have song lyrics as your name?
Oh, with a little 8 in the middle.
Yeah.
I had, fuck off to Madrid, Ronaldo, you cheating cunt.
I once thought, right, so Darren Fletcher was much maligned.
Yeah, he was.
When he first played for United. And then he scored the winner against Chelsea. And it was the big turning point for him. But everyone had been calling for ages. And when he scored that goal, I put I Heart Darren as my MSN name, thinking, this is a funny little thing. Everyone hates Darren Fletcher and I love him. A lot of people thought I was gay after that.
Oh.
Because I didn't put Darren Fletcher.
My Facebook memories threw up a fucking belter the other day. This went catastrophic. So I was having my mate's birthday party. How do you get your memories on here? Memories getting. It's 3rd of September because it was his birthday. Do you want to see the week?
I think you can only see that day, can't you?
Oh, can you? That's annoying. Hide memories. I should do that.
If only you could do that in your real life.
Oh, no, yeah. But anyway, basically, I lost a drinking game.
Yeah.
So the consequence was my mate had my phone and I couldn't make any changes for 24 hours.
Right, yeah.
So he put a very sincere coming out post.
Yeah.
But it was too good.
Yeah. You got to go subtle. People go too big, don't they?
And it's not like, I'll cock up my arse, lol.
Yeah.
It was, listen, I've fought with myself for years. I've told my close friends and family members, but I now feel confident to tell the whole world that I've met someone beautiful on doing my shows. I think that was the one where comics went, what did he say, doing my shows? doing my shows called Christopher. We're madly in love, and if you struggle to accept it, I understand, but please unfriend me and stuff. And then I got loads of messages of support and like family members saying, don't worry about it. I was feeling, first of all, this is funny, and then I thought, this is, the response is too nice, you know?
Yeah.
And, I had gay comics message me and saying, you know, like, I'm here for you and stuff. Oh, no.
You got to go back to and say, it was a joke.
I had hundreds of messages of support, comments. So then I try and go, my mate messing about, but nice. I said, it's nice to know if that was the case, that you all accept it.
Yeah.
And then people at the roof saying, you know, you're trivialising people actually coming out and, oh, no. So my mate's defending himself to all these, like, you know, right on comics. So my mate's just fucking arguing with him. So I've just got a thread of comedy acquaintances and mate from the pub who don't care. Oh, it was a fucking shambles.
I did it to myself. I used to do it to myself. I used to play tricks on myself when I was drunk. And once I was in Budapest chatting to this girl. And I said, basically just taking the piss, saying, oh, marry me. Ha ha, like joke. And then I said, I added it on Facebook and I said, let's just add that we're married on Facebook. So I did it and she accepted it. And then my phone died for like 3 days.
Oh no.
So I had loads of comments saying, just congratulations.
Was she English?
No, she's from Budapest. She's this Hungarian girl. But like people that you haven't seen for years, so they got no idea. So they're just, Tom got married. Congratulations.
Oh my God. I had my heart broken by the non-receiving of a letter. So, well, at MSN, I was Scran 178 because I love Scran.
Yeah. And 178 is a great number.
Yeah, it is a great number. Met this girl on teenchat.org.
Oh, I used to go on Teen Chat.
Yeah, with all the different colours and stuff. Yeah. I met some fucking... Whoa, I was year 8 in there.
Yeah. How many of them do you reckon were blokes?
I met a model.
Really? You didn't say female model.
No, she was a mate. She was like proper 10 out of 10.
Right.
And I thought, this is too good to be true. But you know, when you have like the little webcam icon, when you add her in and you're like, come on, please, webcam icon, get in. Oh, it's not on. Yeah, all right. But she went on webcam farming. It was like actual genuine. And I, at 13, I was like, I'm going to move to Australia, mate.
Oh, was she Australian? You should. You know what, right? So I did go to Australia when I was like 19. I was supposed to go for a year, but didn't last a year. Anyway, my mate came with me. And the main reason he came is because he'd met a girl on probably on Teen Chat or somewhere like that. And he wanted to go and meet up with her. And he did. And he did shag her. And yeah.
Commitment in it
was wild,
but this girl I met was I know I still remember her email. I still remember her friend's email.
Her friend's email,
yeah. Gillian Stevenson at blueyonder.co.uk.
The more I look at this, the more I think this is a scam. Why did she give her your friend's email?
Well, this is it. So they was having a sleepover, I think, when we first met.
Right
So going on MSN and all that and stuff, and I didn't have any display pictures. I had do you remember that neon website where you could auto create a neon?
Yeah, sort of, yeah.
So I had like JBM UFC or something like that.
Scrat.
I like Scrat, MUFC and tits.
That's what you're drawing with Penny's crayon.
Yeah.
Just some Scrat and some tits.
Listen, that's a good night in.
This is a great night, yeah.
So, I got her address, as in postal. She's from Liverpool, and we used to write each other love letters.
Okay.
And then one day, because she'd never seen a picture of me, I sent a picture of me looking at my mum's tits on a balcony in Spain, and she never got back to me.
Right. First question. Were the tits exposed?
Not out.
No.
Cleavage.
Why were you looking? Was it like, was the picture of you looking at the tits, or were you looking at the tits?
I was at the same height as someone. I was like, fucking hell.
This would be a good photo. What a photo opportunity.
Well, it was just on a balcony in Spain.
Right.
So I was like, fuck. I didn't realise the camera had been, I was trying to get a sly look at them.
Yeah.
But then my nan took a picture and I'm like, I thought I'd be taking your mum out.
A sly look at him. And then, wait, not only this, so you've got a picture of you looking at your mum's tits, because I'm assuming they're nice tits. I've never seen them, but look.
They used to be,
yeah. Well, age catch-ups as well. But then you thought, I need a picture to send to this potentially love of my life. Mm. Opening picture. She's never seen a picture of you. And you chose that one?
I thought it looked good profile on it.
Right, okay. Could you have not cut the photograph a little bit?
Maybe. I mean, in hindsight, I didn't think it was going to be a problem, but she never got back to me.
Yeah.
Rachel, she was called, with an A.
Oh, Rachel's as well with an A.
No, A-E-L.
A-E-L. Yeah. All right, okay.
And I used to go to the phone box. This is, I miss that, that rustic sort of love.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Now it's all dick pics and WhatsApp.
You're not even sending dick pics, you're sending pictures of your mum's tits.
I know. But I missed that. Have you ever called a girl on a phone box?
Yeah, when I was very young. Yeah, with like 50p. I'd ring her house phone and get them to ring the phone box back.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, because you've only got like 50p.
Oh, 800 reverse, mate.
Oh, see, I don't think that was a thing, because I'm a bit older than you. I don't think that was a thing.
Oh, 800 reverse.
Maybe it was, but I didn't know about it.
Got an 800 reverse one.
I used to love ringing the phone box and just standing a little bit away from it just to see. It was like the shittest prank ever.
Yourself?
Well, no, we're ringing it when people walk past to see if they answer.
Yeah.
And then we had no clue of what we were going to say when they did answer.
I was such a low-level prank.
Yeah. We'd like pretend to be the police and stuff and say that there was a bomb in the phone box. But then we'd just giggle.
Say you like, you give them a mission.
Yeah, that'd have been a good one, yeah.
I love, man. I miss stuff like that.
Yeah.
Analogues, love.
Yeah, I mean, I was before even webcams when I was on MSN and Teen Chat. There was no webcams to speak of, so.
Yeah, I mean, wanking on a Logitech.
Anyway, back to the letter.
Yeah, letter.
The correspondence. So, dear Sirs Tom and Jamie, he's dated it as well. It's handy.
Thanks.
Oh, July 7th bombings. We got this letter a while ago, which is weird because it's September the 11th yesterday.
I know.
Oh, very terrorism heavy.
What a nice terrorist feel.
Please find and clothe.
An Ariana Grande ticket. No.
Oh, God. Please find and clothe a packet each of jambon fromage monster munch. Quotation marks there as well. Unnecessary. Which translated to English means ham and cheese monster munch.
Yes.
I like how in French they're still called monster munch.
Come on.
Or as I like to call them, ghosts, because they are shaped like little ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, fair enough.
I always thought there was claws. Have we discussed this?
Yeah, I thought that they were hands, but then there was that thing that went viral recently and they're just supposed to be like, they're the legs.
I was today years old. Shut up.
Yeah. That'll link later with the lovely theme that we got.
Yeah.
Personally, I believe these are some of the best crisps in the known world. And that is why I've sent them to the two finest connoisseurs in the game to sample and let our fellow crispians know what you make of these delightful little potato snacks. All the best to you and your families. Regards, Tom French. And he signed it as well.
I love it.
Should we commit some fraud with his signature? We know his name. We know, I think maybe you put an address in the box.
We're getting a heavy business account. Tom French.
That's what paid for all of this delightful studio.
Thanks, Tom.
So yeah, these are the crisps. I do like that they're called Monster Munch in French. That seems...
Yeah, don't like the font.
No, it's a bit cartoony, isn't it? And gout isn't is it very appealing?
Not very good. Gout flavour.
Oh, they are feet.
Yeah.
A severed gout feet.
I would love a gout-flavoured crisp.
Do you want to taste the...
Yeah, absolutely, mate.
A gout ham-bon fromage crisp. Sorry for the eating noise you're about to hear. If you don't like eating noises...
Hey, what are you here for?
Yeah, listen to something else. Different shape.
Good thickness.
You know what? They are some good crisps, then.
Yeah, good.
They remind me of another crisp. I can't remember what it's called.
I think they've got texture of square.
Mm-hmm.
I know. That light corn.
I'll tell you what flavour they are. Seabrook Canadian ham.
Oh yeah, that's a good shout.
That's exactly what they are.
Yeah, I'm going to get them that. Mm. They are good dentists for a binge.
Yeah, I can see them being... Yeah, you're watching... I don't want to say film. They're not a film, Chris. Not I don't think they're posh enough to be a film, Chris. I think they're a good sports watching crisp.
Yeah.
You got the match on. Maybe not even watching football. Maybe you're watching, you know what they are? Super Bowl.
Oh.
If I'm staying up.
Well, Doritos are in it.
Doritos are a great Super Bowl, Chris. But Super Bowl lasts so long and you're up so late. I think everyone's got to bring a big bag of crisps or chips.
Yeah, but you don't want it too. The reason why it's good is they're not too heavy so you can shout and go, ah.
Yeah, to heavy crisps. Yeah. Off an impact no, on your shouting.
But I sometimes struggle eating a McCoy with a match.
Right, okay.
Especially if United are on.
Yeah. I know what you mean. They're too distracting.
Yeah, you've got you and you know, I want Chris to watch United, but I want to be able to drop it in an instant.
Yeah, it's
I don't want to lay down a McCoy. To say VAR.
I could, yeah, a McCoy falling on the floor is such a waste of a crisp.
Oh,
whereas a square, I can lose a square.
Yeah, you can lose a square.
Yeah. You know. They're the pawns of crisp.
Yeah, pawns of crisp. Effective, but expendable.
Expendable, exactly. Expendable. Yeah. Yeah. And these Hambon monster ones.
Yeah.
Well, I would say expendable, but.
Expendable has negative connotations, but, yeah. You know, you're in the trenches.
Yeah. I wouldn't,
you're not a general.
I wouldn't feel sad about sharing these, Chris, at all.
No, that's what I mean. It's fun. It's like, hey, come round mine. I've got ghosts. Chris, let's ring a telephone box and knock some shit out.
Also, because you're watching it late at night, the Super Bowl as well, ghosts are scary. So you could tell ghost stories in between the advert breaks and stuff.
You could watch a low-budget, trashy horror with them.
Yeah.
You couldn't watch Oppenheimer with them.
No. No, you couldn't. No, definitely not. They're not. What is it, Oppenheimer, Chris?
What's an Oppenheimer, Chris? Something very, very scientifically made.
What's scientifically made, though?
Something with really experimental flavour.
I think it's got to have a big explosion of flavour.
Yeah, so Tom, Tangy Toms.
Yeah, I'll go with that, yeah.
Because of the roundness.
Yeah.
And it rhymes with bomb.
I think this is the most intellectual podcast on the market.
I don't want to drift into educational.
Look, we're saying things that the mainstream media just won't say.
I know. Stop silencing us. Tom. We need to get Letizia on. He'll have our back.
What Chris is Letizia eating?
It's none of them. They all come in a tin foil.
I think he makes his own crisps. Yeah. He's done his own research. He grows his own potatoes. He makes them from scratch.
Convenient. That's convenient, isn't it?
Right, so yeah, we've got some correspondence. If you want to send us any correspondence, you can. Probably send it to the Dead Men address, to be honest.
Yeah, send a letter to Dead Men, because it, one, will really make me feel nice and, what's that word, reminiscent, yeah. And it will annoy Freddie.
Yeah, and also you won't have to deal with it because you never go there.
And I won't open letters.
Yeah. It's, I'll put the address in the thing. Or you can email us, chrissessions@gmail.com. I will also accept them. And then I will write it out, put in an envelope, and then you can... enjoy it as well.
Yeah, send your signatures and your mother's maiden name. So
three letters on the back of your cards. Yeah. Any valuable information that we can use for fraud would be...
I'm too thick for fraud.
Yeah, I'm not even going to question that.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'd like to do some fraud, but yeah, it's just a lot of admin.
Yeah, I got caught doing fraud.
Did you? Mm. Oh, I think you've said before that the bookies.
Yeah. Once bitten, twice shy.
Only because you got sacked.
Yeah, but I nearly got arrested.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just had to. I pleaded naivety. It's like pleading insanity.
You got proof in court that you're naive.
So now I have to go to prison. I just have to go to college. I have to go to a night school.
You get just someone teaching you common sense.
What did you get? Oh, 12 years suspended. I got off naivety.
Faked naivety.
Yeah, I've got to do a term at Mancat.
A serial killer getting on with naivety. You gotta get an expert in as well. Like, yeah, getting little tests. Can I, the test is, can I just borrow your wallet? Yeah, yeah, sure.
I'm the wallet inspector. Oh, well. Wow.
Sorry, sir.
You're the wallet inspector. Diminished responsibility wise, naive.
Naive. Born naive. Got a bad case of naivety. What's our topic of discussion today?
Right, so we often spitball ideas. I love that word. The word spitball, no. And I found something yesterday.
To just say that, just remember something. You know, brainstorming.
Yeah.
And you're not allowed to say brainstorm anymore. Because of people...
The woke.
Because of people with, like, epilepsy can get... That's why they stopped doing it, right? How did they come up with a new name? Like, in that meeting?
Oh, my God.
How did they arrange that meeting?
Oh, my God, you've blown my mind. Oh, no. This is... Fuck it. Christopher Nolan needs to make a film on this. This is Inception. That's like Googling Google.
It's mad, isn't it? How do you do that meeting?
Yeah, so we need to find a more sensitive name for brainstorm. So let's just... I'm going to put brainstorm in the middle and I'm going to put some lines out. What, like a... No, we can't say it.
I don't even think they can say... I think you've already said it too much.
A cloud of thoughts.
Yeah.
No, but clouded thoughts already a thing. Okay, then we'll cross that out. Careful, we're going into brainstorming here. No, it's not, I swear. I wasn't brainstorming. God, I'm just so naive.
Oh, naive is taking over the whole world. I think some people just are naive now. They're not going to be undiagnosed naive.
Sounded like the Kooks in 2007 then.
Yeah. I'm naive. Oh, you've been self-diagnosed naive.
Self-diagnosed naive. I'm so going to Edinburgh.
Just let him show about how naive you are.
Dead somber though. And I believed him. Not some me. Because Edinburgh... I'm naive. 4.5 stars, The Guardian. A triumph. Shut up.
A triumph in naive.
Yeah, so, but yesterday's big day, 9/11. It's one of my favourite days of the year.
Yeah, not the original. This is 2023. We didn't record this in 2001.
I know. Have you seen the news, Tom? We need to record quick.
Have you seen the news? It's 9/11. You see that 9/11 yesterday? Fucking hell.
Nailed the market on that.
Yeah.
9/11.
Yeah.
I thought we was really going to fucking hit the mark with 7/7.
Yeah.
I thought, fucking hell.
We're beating for name, definitely.
If they get Beckham or Ronaldo on that. I've
my name's David Beckham and I endorse this terrorist act.
If I was a terrorist,
right, yeah,
I would do it on the 24th of July.
Okay. 24/7.
No, because it's my dad's birthday. And I always forget my dad's. Yeah. My dad's birthday always leaves me. I'm like, oh, when's my dad's birthday? Oh, it's 24/7 day.
I think they did it on July the 7th, right? Because it always annoyed me that they called 9/11 9/11 because it's the wrong way around.
Yeah.
Whereas they went, I know what we'll do. We'll do it on 7/7 and then Americans can enjoy it as well.
Oh, it's global.
Yeah.
It is more global, but 9/11 was just so fucking...
Yeah, really impacted on the band 9/11.
Yeah, never done New York again. Do you think one of them band members, Joe, when they're playing like Butlin's Weekend?
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, we'd be fucking doing canny.
I know one of the band members. He used to play football with me. Yeah. Spike.
Ask him if he thought that hindered his career.
As soon as he saw the Twins, I, oh, for fuck's sake. Of all days.
Oh, it was this close. This close, I mean, to being called 9/12. It's the last one in the brainstorm. You can't say that. Fuck me, what can I do here?
Come on, stop being so naive.
So, my favourite thing about 9/11, amongst so many...
How do you choose?
...is the breaking news.
Right, yeah.
Right, so this leads into what I love as well. So, I love people finding things out for the first time when I've already had the benefit of knowing.
Yeah. You
know? So, YouTube's great for that.
You love other people being naive.
I love... Not naive, just like discovery.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? I'd love to sit with Newton when that apple fell on his head.
Yeah.
And you go, and he hits him and he's like, fucking hell, lad. I went, mate, you're in for lad, that is the fucking tip of the iceberg, mate.
Wait till you go Alton Towers.
I went, lad, that's the tip of the iceberg. He went, fuck off this iceberg as well. They sink boats, mate. What's a boat? I don't know.
I didn't even know what boats are.
I don't know.
He was a pretty clever bloke. I'm sure he'd heard of boats.
I thought Titanic was the first boat.
It got off to a terrible start. I can't believe they did another one.
Right, yeah. So people finding things out for the first time, but breaking news, interrupting programs. And it's a thing of the past now, just because social media, everyone already knows anyway.
Yeah, you don't need it, yeah.
But
apart from when the Queen died.
Yeah, it happens, but everyone knows she's dead because of socials.
Yeah, but they still stopped all the TV shows.
And yeah, I know, but I mean, there's one universal way of everyone knowing.
Right,
you know
what I mean?
So, Dermot Murnaghan, the Diana death.
Right. Oh,
keeping that composure at 2 in the morning. Superb news reading.
Because obviously you didn't watch that at the time and remembered it. So... rewatched that.
I watched a documentary on breaking news.
Okay, right.
Fucking great. The first one's Kennedy, 63.
Yeah.
You know, that's the pioneering one, the best Dermot Murnaghan, in my opinion.
JF Kennedy.
Yeah, yeah.
Not Alan Kennedy.
Liverpool. Former Liverpool wing. Stop the news. Alan Kennedy's dead. Not Alan. John.
Shot in Houston.
JFK's wife is next to him. Mental.
They're doing a Kennedy reunion. All the Kennedys were there. Brazilian Kennedy.
Mr. Kennedy from wrestling.
Yeah. Carl Kennedy from Neighbours.
Oh, Carl Kennedy is a good Kennedy. Who's your favourite Kennedy?
Right in.
Favourite Kennedy.
By letter.
You used to love Neighbours as well. So, people finding things out for the first time. It's great.
Yeah.
So, 9/11, Joe, when there's all, like, speculation and, oh, was it... I don't know if it was a commercial plane or just, someone in a plane on his own and stuff. Yeah. Just all the the misinformation, like, oh, this is going to get... And then the second one, it's on live on telly as well.
Yeah.
Mad bit of news. So I was telling my girlfriend yesterday, she was like, what are you up to? I went on just watching the breaking news of 9/11.
Again?
I watch it every year. It's my look.
Every year?
I watch it every year.
Do you watch it at the exact time?
It's the same.
Like, do you start the news at midnight when everything's fine?
I go about my day.
12, 24 hours of just watching the news. They don't know yet.
They don't know.
Poor, naive New Yorkers.
But then they have like, they do it in real time. So an hour and a half of that news. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just great. Like, oh, Michael Jordan comes out of retirement. Thinking of coming out of retirement because that was the big news story. I mean, he got outshined, didn't he? He went, this is going to be big. I'm coming out of retirement. And it was known for like 20 minutes. I'm known for 22 years. he announces he's coming out of retirement. That's sort of the big news of the day. And then it just cuts out. They're having a sort of light-hearted interview with someone who's plugging the book. And they go, we're just going to have to stop you there as we go to Manhattan. We've got the, and they don't have the image yet. I'm like, fuck, when they see this image, it's going to blow their fucking minds.
Yeah.
I love people finding things out for the first time. Murnahan with Diana.
Yeah.
And this black American comic book fan when he watched Stone the Fields and Horses. They're my big three.
Okay. I understand the 9/11 thing, the impact, the lasting impact it had on the world. The black American guy watching Only Fools and Horses, like, different vibe.
No, it's good.
Did he enjoy it?
He loves it.
Yeah.
So he probably get, it's called After Work Reactions.
Yeah.
Right. Do you know what's cringy? Like, one of my biggest like career goals. So like Apollo, you know, playing all these different venues.
Yeah.
One of my big ones is him to react to a clip of mine.
If anyone knows him and would like to show him that clip.
Because he does fit, he's just dead wholesome.
Right, yeah,
Like, he has like toys in the background, a bit like traditional nerdy sort of person.
Yeah.
And he has like a little nervous twitch. Not nervous twitch, but he has like a little tick where he does this with his neck. And he gets British humour. Right. So I was on his Patreon. So I pay him to watch things. Because I always rewatch like my favourite sitcoms, like Peep Show, Fools and Horses, The Office, etc., Partridge, whatever. I rewatch them, but now when I rewatch them, it's like I've got a little friend. And you get to vote on what he watches next. So you'll watch it and like you're like Dell's up to a little scheme or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And you go, this dude out of control. Deal. Look at Neil.
Who's Gary?
And he's like, Trigger, 14 handles, 7 hand, the same room. This dude out of control. It's fucking amazing, right?
Right.
So I was always voting. I want him to watch the thick of it because I think he'll love Malcolm Tucker.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm always fucking voting thick of it, you know, thinking like fake email addresses to try and get thick of it over the line and that. Paying Patreon twice just so he watches the thick of it. I'm paying this like tenner a month now. And thick of it never got picked, and he was always picking shows that I'm not massive fans of.
Yeah.
Not massive fan of, but his community really love them. So I sort of felt a bit ostracised from the community a little bit. So I left Patreon. I was telling my girlfriend, I explained to my girlfriend how, you know, after I watched 9/11, do you remember, I'll probably end up watching Diana's.
Yeah.
Diana's funeral.
That's not breaking news as much, though, is it?
No, but it's good coverage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Her funeral was sick.
It's iconic, isn't it? Yeah. It's a good funeral.
That's a good funeral.
Do you remember watching that? Were you too young then?
No, I was six, yeah.
Yeah, I remember watching it.
August 97.
I was really bored. I wanted to watch something good, but nothing on.
Nah, I think it was... It's good in hindsight.
Yeah, but as like a 10-year-old.
Yeah, but I like momentous events, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just in case something happens.
Yeah.
Even though I'm watching the past. I still think, what if a bomb went off here?
Yeah, what if you spot something that no one else has spotted?
Elton John tuning his piano.
See, I was going to go for something bigger, like Elton John was actually Diana in a mask.
I'm back, bitch.
No one had noticed.
So did Elton John die in the crash when Dodie fired? Yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
That's newsworthy in itself.
It was Elton John and his fellow, what's his fellow called?
David Furnish.
David Furnish, they were in the car, really.
And then, yeah, so then I found, oh, and I like this guy who reacts to, and I stopped, and I genuinely like, went, this is unfathomable now.
Yeah.
Because I'd seen, I've not been a patron for like 6-7 months, and I'd seen, he started on the thick of it. So I went, oh my God, a fucking, like a last minute goal where it's so emotional, you can't even celebrate. You just, what have I just witnessed there?
So did you watch the whole thing, the whole of the thick of it, or just like bits?
On Patreon.
Oh, okay.
On YouTube, it gets copyright strikes.
Right. So we'll watch like every episode.
Every episode. And I'll just watch him watch it.
That's so weird. I know that loads of people like it, but it's such an odd thing to do.
Oh, I love it. And if he ever reacts to... I've seen someone on TikTok react to one of my clips.
Yeah.
And it weren't...
The Catford one?
No, one about Pontypridd.
Surely he'd watch the Catford, because Catford's a big clip.
Yeah, you'd think. I mean, I just want him to react to something of mine. I'm not precious about what.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Why don't you, if what you should do is record you watching him.
Watch me.
And then do something ridiculous. As you probably will after, I don't know, like 45 seconds. And then he will watch that. And then it just goes on forever and ever and ever.
Oh, do you think it's so narcissistic to DM him and say, will you react to me?
I think after this weird? After this episode, I think 1,000 people are going to do it.
Will you do that for me? Because I don't want to do it myself because it looks like I'm begging.
Yeah, get him to react to one of Jamie's. It's probably going to be the Catford one.
Yeah, after work reactions called Josh.
Yeah, it's probably going to be the Catford one. If it could be something from this, that's good for me. So that'd be good.
Oh, but I'd love him to just go, this dude out of control. But then what if you don't like me?
Yeah, whatever he goes, that's clearly a lie.
This shit, I don't understand. Who's the doctor? Any chance?
There was a... you put a thing on Instagram a little while ago. It was just after the first series of Chris Sessions come out. And you'd sold a lot of tickets and you'd doing very well. And I commented saying, oh, your career's doing really well since the Chris Sessions. And someone commented going, actually, I think you'll find this is probably his years of touring.
It's 9 years of stand-up, that's it.
Oh, yeah, you know what, mate? Yeah, you got me. Yeah, you got me there.
So funny. Where do you stand on people on reaction videos? Because we're a big market now.
See, I'm not going out searching for him. I will watch him occasionally if they come up on my Twitter. Like, I've seen a lot of music ones and stuff where, like, two urban kids from New York, inner city New York, listen to fucking, I don't know, something from the 90s.
Oh, there's, I can't remember his name, but he's American and into like American hip hop traditionally. So then he listens to like Dave and Storms, which are our genre or whatever. And then, but he breaks it down, but he like cries and stuff. And he's like dead expressive.
Yeah.
It's great. And then there's Laid Back, who always plugs water at the start of his...
Like, he plugs water?
Yeah. Remember to stay hydrated out there.
Ricky Lambert.
Yeah. Ricky Lambert reacts to Dave.
Ricky Lambert reacts to water.
So that's Trash or Pass. That's Laid Back. He's a massive one. He's got millions. And he's like, that's it, dope. That's it. he gets a pass. He's dead, like, laid back, obviously, his name. He's more laid back, and then there's another one who's like, proper screams.
We have talked about us doing, because we talked about in one of the episodes, Jim's Gift, the film Jim's Gift. So maybe we should get that.
I'd love to watch you watch Jim's Gift.
Let's do it on one of our bonus episodes. Yeah. Oh, by the way, we're doing bonus episodes.
Yes.
That's a good segue, wasn't it? Back on the segue. We're doing bonus episodes. You'll find a link below. It's buymeacoffee.com/thecrispsessions. You can basically now, you can click on there and you can buy 6 bonus episodes right now for £5. And you've got 6 episodes, you can watch on YouTube, audio, straight away. You don't have to wait for the end of the series. We'll still do the 6 public ones for this series, and then we'll have 6 bonus ones as well. And maybe one of them should be Jim's Gift.
And you can just donate if you like.
You can also just, it's called Buy Us a Bag
of
Crisps. Not cocaine.
Unfortunately, but unless you really want to.
Yeah, that's a lot more of a donation.
That's a very good donation. I can only half remember Jim's Gift.
Right, yeah.
I know roughly the plot, but I'd love to watch you watch it.
Yeah. I think we should do that then for one of the bonus episodes.
Well, do you get any pleasure out of showing someone a video?
I do, but I also get really nervous that they're not going to like it. Like, or especially if I've watched something, I'm a really big fan of it. Like, I do it with my wife. If I'm showing her something that's a good film, and I'll go, and I'm waiting for her to laugh at the funny bit, but then if she doesn't, it's a bit like, it's a bit disappointing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's different in person, but because I know After Work Reactions Josh so well. I mean, obviously, secretly, because he doesn't know me, but I know him from afar. I know he's going to like the shows, that's why.
Yeah.
He loves In Between Us and stuff, and he loves the same comedy I do.
So you know, you can recommend stuff that he will definitely like.
Yeah, because I got onto him by, he was reacting to like Ricky Gervais and Carl Pilkington clips.
Yeah.
And then he sort of got into, that was his first step into British comedy. So he started doing The Office and from there he got recommendations to do Partridge and things. And it just exploded. I just love people reacting.
Maybe if Jim's Gift goes well, maybe people can recommend us things to watch.
Oh, that'd be good. Recommend us.
Recommend us shit things to watch that we can take the
piss out. I don't react to things.
Really?
You know when someone shows me stuff?
I know what you mean. Yeah.
I sort of force a smile.
Yeah, I'll give it the nose laugh. I'm letting you know that it's funny, but I'm not really going to laugh.
I feel too much pressure on it.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like, you have to watch him, he's
instantly, if somebody tells me something's good, I'll immediately go, I don't know, how good is it?
Yeah.
But if I find something myself, I'll enjoy it more, I think.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, trust me, though. You can trust me. Dermot Murnahan, telling you about Diana. Change your life.
I remember where I was when I found out Diana died. So it was either Saturday or Sunday morning. I went downstairs to watch Nickelodeon, and there's a big banner on there saying, watch the news, there's a big important event. So I put it on, and I was like, this woman has died who I don't really know who it is. And then my mum came down, and my mum was completely naked and saw that it was on the news and stayed there for like 2 hours. Just didn't go and get dressed because she was so shocked.
What?
Because she just got up. She just woke up.
But she didn't put any trousers on.
No. She just woke up. I think she's gone to the toilet or whatever. And then she saw the news and was like, oh no. And then she just stayed there for ages. It was really weird. That's my biggest memory of Diana dying. So Diana died. Sad. Everyone's sad. And then my mum wanted to go and put some flowers on this place where Diana went once. I went with her. And I wrote a thing. Cause there was a big thing about, there's a big thing about her being the Queen of Hearts. And so I got the Queen of Hearts out of my pack of cards and put that down, which immediately was terrible because now I just had a completely useless pack of cards. Because if you've got one card missing, it's just rubbish. Yeah, but the whole country, my mum actually went to the funeral, not like as a guest, not like invited, but like went to London, even though we lived in Warrington, and camped out the night before on the street so that she could watch like the procession and stuff.
Still naked?
No, no, at this point.
Because that looks like a protest.
She put her knickers on at this point.
that's well too far.
Yeah.
I think my gran got some commemorative plates.
Oh, yeah.
That's what she would have wanted. I think beans on toast on her. What a legacy.
Were they commemorative plates that she ate off, or did she like put them on the wall?
She ate off, but only like biscuits.
Right. Nothing that'll stain.
Yeah, not nothing sauce like.
Oh no, you don't want beans because blood.
Nothing. Yeah.
You don't want anything that can be mistaken for like, human remains.
No.
No meat.
Nothing French. We couldn't even have Nice biscuits.
Nothing French. But I think people who go to royal funerals and stuff is mental. And the plates thing, I remember in the 90s, it was a big thing that people would have plates on the wall. Like, yeah, a lot of old people.
Yeah.
But I remember my mate from school went around his house one day, and it was always, you always have like, your nan had a fancy plates on the wall. My mate went round, and his mum just had just plain white plates.
This is from Wilco's.
Just like, yeah, just basic plates that you would eat off. And I never remember it happening, never say it to anyone going, what the fuck are you doing that for?
That's so stupid.
Just white plates.
Oh, I understand, like, yeah, you know, decorative ones.
Yeah.
Decorative plates, though, that just doesn't sound right, does it?
Yeah, now no one's doing
it. Go get the decorative plates.
Yeah.
Good guess round.
My other mate, his mum and dad wouldn't let anyone in the living room ever. Like, no one would go in it. It was just like, it may as well not have been a room in their house. Like, no one was ever allowed in it. Like, what's the point in having a room?
I understand shoes off. Like carpets and things,
yeah.
But and things are so over, like it's a living room, not an existing room.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
put that on a commemorative plate. You know, I want the new fashion trend. You know, like inspirational quotes.
Yeah, it's the live, laugh, love, exist, breathe, die.
But all on plates. I want. Fiat 500 quotes. It's gin o'clock somewhere on a plate.
I think we should start selling commemorative
plates. Oh, what a Christmas.
This logo.
Commemorative plate. It's got to be hung. Can't eat nuts off it.
Crisps only.
Crisp plate.
I tell you what we could start selling. A dip fest plate.
Oh, that's good.
That's good, isn't
little
it?
Little sauce compartments.
Yeah.
I had a dip fest in ages. I keep getting asked, I still get DMs about dip fest.
Yeah.
On people's, if they're allowed to do certain things.
Oh, okay, right, yeah.
And
yeah.
Just let me tell you can do whatever you want. I just have my own personal rules.
Yeah.
Use that. It's a blueprint, but I want to see new talent come through.
Yeah. It's a creative process, isn't it?
Yeah. So I just stick, go with what you want. You don't have to listen to me. You don't all have to be beige food.
You're basically like Tim Berners-Lee.
Yeah, you don't.
He invented the internet, but you go for it.
Yeah. You put porn on, beheading videos, you ruined it. Look, this is one thing. No beheading videos on Dipfest.
That's the only rule.
That is the only rule. No ogrish.
You can behead. Don't film it.
Don't film it. Unless it's the head of a turkey dinosaur.
Well, if you are going to film it, please send it to deadmentalkpod.
gmail.com.
Did I tell you as well? I think I might have messaged this. That this blew my mind. I was in the Lake District. And someone recognised me, right, from this podcast.
Oh, nice.
Didn't know who you were. I was astonished.
What sort of corner of the internet has he come from?
So he's just found the Chris Sessions. Didn't know you or Dead Men Talking.
Well, that's good. We're making our own fan base.
Found this and wanted to know what your name was.
Well, I say fan base. Him.
Him, that one guy.
Yeah. Well, welcome, guy. Thank you.
Yeah, welcome, welcome. Sign up for the bonus ones.
Yeah.
And I think you'd enjoy Dead Men Talking and some of Jamie's work.
And Green Room Pod. Yeah. Hot Water's Green Room and my stand-up tour.
Yeah. We're just plugging to one man.
Yeah. One man sale, mate. Get in. Yeah. Need all them £3.
Well, that's an hour. That's an episode.
That flew by.
Yeah. Well, luckily, we're going to record a bonus episode now.
A bonus where you can pay £5 to get 6 eps.
Yeah, yeah. So that'd be good.
Can I do it as breaking news?
What, now?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's not that breaking. We've said it 3 times, but...
So we just
need... Hang on, we need a sting first.
We just need to stop you there. This is the news. Successful podcast Chris Sessions are now on coffee.com. There are 6 episodes for £5. More as we get it. Coffee.com/TheChrisSessions.
It's buymeacoffee.com, by the way. Sorry, there's a problem with the teleprompter then.
We've got more as we come. It's actually confirm now. It is buymeacoffee.com/TheChrisSessions. We're getting 6 episodes for £5. And Diana's dead.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.